From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Marty Johnson reporting. Speaking at an annual Singapore security conference today, U.S. Defense Secretary Ashton Carter delivers a blunt rebuke to China for its reclamation efforts in the disputed South China Sea.
With its actions in the South China Sea, China is out of step with both the international rules and norms that underscore the Asia-Pacific security architecture and the regional consensus that favors diplomacy and opposes coercion. These actions are spurring nations to respond together in new ways, in settings as varied as the East Asia Summit to the G7.
A Chinese military official also attending the annual security conference called Secretary Carter's remarks groundless and not constructive. A travel ban on five senior Afghan Taliban officials freed by the U.S. in a prisoner exchange last year expires this weekend. The five officials have been in Qatar since last year after being released in return for an American soldier held by insurgents in Afghanistan for nearly 5 years. The approaching end of the travel ban concerns U.S. lawmakers and Afghan peace negotiators who worry the former Taliban fighters will return to Afghanistan. U.S. government officials say in spite of the concerns, there's been no public discussion of extending the ban. Boko Haram has killed 13 and wounded 17 more in an attack in a residential area of Maiduguri in Nigeria's Borno state. A resident said he counted 40 explosions Friday night before he stopped tracking the rocket-propelled grenades being launched by the insurgents. Witnesses say following the attack, members of an armed youth vigilante group took to the streets to prevent the group from advancing. And more than 4,200 migrants have been rescued in one day off Libya's coast attempting to cross to Europe. This is VOA News. The United States' official removal of Cuba from its list of state sponsors of terrorism is being celebrated in Cuba. VOA's Latika Hoke reports.
The United States announced the decision Friday, saying it is effective immediately. For many Cubans, the decision means righting a long-time injustice.
Luckily, they realized, they opened their eyes, that we are not bad.
Cuba was placed on the list in 1982 for aiding rebel movements in Africa and Latin America. But Havana long ago said it had ceased supporting foreign insurgencies. Cuban President Raul Castro made the removal a key condition for restoring diplomatic relations with Washington. Some U.S. lawmakers oppose rapprochement with the communist country. Zlatica Hoke, VOA News, Washington.
Sepp Blatter easily won a fifth term as president of the Football League's governing body, FIFA, on Friday, in spite of arrests earlier in the week of 14 FIFA officials on corruption charges, as well as the announcement of twin corruption investigations into FIFA practices by both the U.S. and Switzerland. Blatter spoke at a news conference today and said his professional position remains untouched by the controversy.
Definitely not. We tried always and in my tenure of office during these years to eliminate all these elements or individuals they have been caught by our ethics committee or the other committees. And if you go backwards, you will see how many members have left FIFA in the meantime and why they have left, or by themselves, or because they have been castigated by one of our committees.
U.S. prosecutors say sports media executives paid or agreed to pay millions of dollars to FIFA officials in exchange for marketing rights to tournaments. Switzerland is conducting a separate probe into Russia's bid for the 2018 and Qatar's bid for the 2022 Cup. The two countries are scheduled to host the next two events and have denied any wrongdoing in their bidding process. An extremely powerful earthquake rocked the Pacific Ocean floor today, about 900 kilometers south of Tokyo. Scientists say there is no danger of a tsunami because the quake was centered 600 or more kilometers below the surface. The U.S. Geological Service measured the earthquake at a magnitude of 7.8, roughly as powerful as the earthquake that devastated Nepal last month, while Japan's meteorological agency pegged the earthquake as an even stronger jolt of 8.5 magnitude. The nearest inhabited areas were small islands scattered over the North Pacific region. And in his weekly address, President Obama addressed critical pieces of national security business that remained unfinished when the Senate left town. This Sunday at midnight, key tools to protect against terror threats are set to expire. The Senate comes back tomorrow to talk about it. I'm Marty Johnson.
That's the latest world news from VOA.